Britain's economy has fallen back into a recession for the first time since 2009. The Office for National Statistics said Britain's gross domestic product fell 0.2% in the first quarter of 2012. The country's GDP had already contracted by 0.3% at the end of 2011. News Corporation Chairman Rupert Murdoch has rejected accusations that he used his media to play puppet master to a succession of British leaders. He's being grilled in an inquiry on his relationship with British politicians since 1970. He said he has never asked a prime minister for anything. Four Chinese UN observers have arrived in Syria, joining the 11-strong advance team already stationed there. Meanwhile, UN Arab League envoy Kofi Annan has called on all parties involved in the violence in Syria to respect the ceasefire. Annan says the situation in the country is, quote, bleak. Palestinians have rallied in Gaza in solidarity with prisoners on a hunger strike in Israeli jails. The protesters marched from the UN office towards the Red Cross headquarters in the besieged coastal enclave. Some 1,200 Palestinians are on an open-ended hunger strike in Israeli jails, demanding better jail conditions. U.S. Republican presidential hopeful Mitt Romney has promised to push President Barack Obama out of the White House. The former governor of Massachusetts consolidated his lead as his party's final candidate after a five-state primary sweep. Romney is expected to challenge Obama in November. Four more U.S.-led foreign soldiers have lost their lives in separate incidents in Afghanistan. The nationalities of the dead troops are not known, but Georgia has reported the loss of one of its soldiers in combat. More than 120 foreign troops have lost their lives since the start of 2012. Pakistan has test-fired a medium-range ballistic missile capable of carrying a nuclear warhead. The test comes just days after a similar launch by neighboring India. The two neighbors have fought three wars since they both achieved independence from British colonial rule in 1947. And finally, Norwegian mass murderer Anders Breivik has told his trial court that an initial report that found him legally insane is based on evil fabrications. A second psychiatric examination has found him sane. Breivik has admitted to a bomb and a gun attack that killed 77 people last year, but denies criminal responsibility.